السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment for my speech, so that they may understand what I say. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللَّهُمَّ فَقِّهْنَا فِي الدِّينِ. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. It is so good to see you all here. I hope everyone is doing well and that inshallah you all have had a wonderful week. So I would now like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which we'll be studying the ending portion of Surah Al-Fatiha, so continuing from where we left off last week. So this is ayah number 5 to 7 of Surah Al-Fatiha, inshallah. And this will be followed by a brief summary of the tajweed of this ayah. So if you all could open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Inshallah, that is what we will cover today. So let us begin by studying the tajweed from the beginning of ayah number 5. So inshallah, let us begin with the word إِيَّاكَ. So here we have a two-count mad. We have the letter ya with a fatha followed by an alif. So we are pulling this for two counts. إِيَّاكَ. Pull this for two counts. Next we have the word na'budu, and here we have the letter ayn. So ayn is a letter of the throat. There should be a slight strangulation when we are reciting a. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ. Again, we have the same word, إِيَّاكَ. We have a ya with a fatha followed by an alif, so we will pull this for two counts. Inshallah, we want to try to make sure that both إِيَّاكَ, the first one and the second one, should be the same number of counts. We want to make sure that our mad, our mudud, are consistent. Both of them should be two counts. So following إِيَّاكَ, we have the word نَسْتَعِين. We have the letter seen with a haraka of sukun. So we are resting upon this seen. We have a slight whistling sound. Nasta'een. Nasta'een. Here we have the letter ayn. Ayn, like I mentioned, is from the throat. A slight strangulation. Nasta'een. And here we are ending with the letter noon. Noon has a sukun, and in this case, whenever we end the ayah on a letter, we apply sukun. So here we have the letter noon, and noon is part of the word lin umar, meaning we are applying the wasut. We are resting upon this noon. Nasta'in. Rest upon this noon, apply the wasut. Take your time, inshallah, on this noon. Following that, we have the word ihdina. Ihdina sirata. Here we have a word, inshallah, we want to make sure we pay very close attention to this word. Every letter in this word is heavy. We have sad, which is a heavy letter. We have ra, which in this case is heavy. And we have fa, which is also a heavy letter. So start with the sad. Sweet, sweet. It is not a light C sound. It is sui, ra, fa. Sad is heavy, ra is heavy, and fa is also a heavy letter. So it is not that, fa. صراط المستقيم. Here we have the letter lam, and lam has a sukun. Lam is part of the word lin umar. It is a letter of tawassut. We are resting upon this. We are applying tawassut. We are taking our time on this lam. Here we have the letter seen with a sukun. So again, we are resting upon the seen. Should be a slight whistling sound. Mustaqim. Here we have the letter qaf. Qaf is a heavy letter. So we want a heavy, full mouth. Back of the tongue should be raised. Mustaqim. Heavy qaf. And ending this word, we have the letter mim. We are stopping at the end, so there is a sukun on this mim. Mim is a letter of lin umar, meaning we are applying tawassut. We are resting. We are taking our time on this mim. Mustaqim. Resting upon this mim. Again, we have the same word, siratat. We have every letter in this word is heavy. Sad is heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. And ba is heavy. Siratat. Full mouth, back of the tongue should be raised. Every word is heavy. صراط صراط الذين أنعمت. Here we have two letters of the tawassut. We have noon with a sukun and meem with a sukun. Both of these letters are from lin umar. Noon and meem, whenever they have sukun, we apply tawassut. So take your time on this word. Rest upon each letter. أنعمت. Rest upon these letters, apply tawassut. An'amta alayhim. Again, we have in an'amta and alayhim, we have the letter ayn. Ayn is from the throat. Slight triangulation. An'amta alayhim. Again, we have the letter meem with a sukun. Meem is a letter of tawassut, so rest upon this letter. Alayhim ghayril. Ghain is a heavy letter, gha, heavy gha sound. Full mouth and back of the tongue should be raised. Ghairin. Lam is a letter of tawassut. We are resting upon this lam. Ghairil maghdubi. Here we have ghain with a sukun, so we are resting upon this ghain as well. And ghain is also a heavy letter, so we are resting and making it heavy. غير المغضوب. So, mashallah, a lot of heavy letters in this lesson. We also have the heavy letter bad. So, غين is heavy and bad is heavy. مغضوب. Both of these letters should have a full mouth. Back of the tongue should be raised. In the next word, we have عليهم. Again, عين is from the throat. Alayhim, rest upon this meme. Meme is part of Lin Umar with a sukun, so we are applying tawassut. We are resting upon this meme. Alayhim walabdallin. Bad is a heavy letter. And inshallah, we are following this. We see a little wavy sign on the alif. This is a six count mad. So we are pulling this for six count. Because bad is heavy, the alif is also heavy. Ballin. And because lam has a shadda, we are connecting the a sound to the lam. Ballin. So you see that we are saying the lam twice. We are connecting it once with the bod and connecting it once with the lam. Wala ballin. And we are ending here with another letter of tawassut. We have lin umar. Whenever we end the ayah on a letter, we apply sukun. Noon has sukun. Noon is the letter of Lin Umar. So we apply tawassut and rest upon this noon. And inshallah, that is today's lesson. So let us recite one more time from the beginning. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ تقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. And inshallah, that is today's lesson. So today, inshallah, we will be covering a letter of theory that should, inshallah, already be familiar, which is the rule of tafkhim. Now, what is the rule of tafkhim? This is the rule of heaviness. So the letters that are heavy can also be called letters of isti'la. So we have two names for this. We have tafkhim and isti'la. Both of these Arabic terms mean heavy. So if a letter has tafkhim or it's a letter of isti'la, they are heavy letters. The opposite of tafkhim is known as tarqiq, or lightness. So we have tafkhim is heavy, tarqiq is light. For example, the letter ba is heavy. And you can feel when we recite ba that the mouth has a feeling of fullness and the back of the tongue is raised. In contrast, we have the letter ta, which is light. So we have ba and ta. So ta is light, where the mouth feels a little empty. And inshallah, there should be a difference between reciting heavy and light letters. So we have ba, which is heavy, and ta, which is light. Now, inshallah, for this class, you don't need to remember the Arabic names, because in this class, we'll just refer to them as heavy and light. For anyone that wants to know, inshallah, tafkhim or isti'la is heavy, tarqiq is light. Tafkhim and tarqiq. But inshallah, you don't need to remember them. We'll just be referring to them in this case as heavy and light. So what are the letters that are heavy? So there is a short mnemonic that you can use to remember the heavy letters, and it is khussa dalbin gilb. Khussa dalbin gilb. So inshallah, if anyone wants to remember the heavy letters, you can use this to easily remember. Khussa dalbin gilb. So these are the letters kha, kha, sad, sad, bad, ghain, ba, as, and ra. Khussa dalbin gilb. Kha, sad, bad, ghain, ba, as, and ra. So whenever these letters appear, they will always be heavy. So whenever you come across these letters in the Quran, no matter what haraka they have, fatha, dhamma, kasra, sukun, they will always be heavy. There are two letters. Why am I mentioning they're always heavy? Because there are two letters that are sometimes heavy and sometimes light. And these are the letters lam and ra. So that's why I usually say in this case, the letter ra is heavy. For example, today's lesson, I said sirata, I said ra. In this case, ra is heavy because sometimes it depends on the situation. Sometimes it is heavy and sometimes it is light. So inshallah, we won't go over the rulings of these today, but just know that it differs based on the case whether it's heavy or light. So the letters we are doing today, khussa dalbin gilb, these letters are always heavy. Anytime they come, they will always be heavy letters. So how do we apply heaviness to a letter? So when we apply heaviness or tafkhim, the mouth has a feeling of fullness. So if we say, for example, ba, you should feel that the mouth is full of almost air, like it feels like you have something in your mouth. The back of the tongue should be raised. So you can say it, ba, feel where your tongue is. You should feel that there is a pressure on the top or the roof of your mouth. So your tongue should be pushed against the top or the roof of your mouth, and your mouth should feel full. Ba, ba, ba. You should feel that there is a heavy sound. And usually when we do this, there should naturally be a little bit of an echo. So inshallah, you don't have to try to do the echo. It will come naturally when we recite like this. So the heavy letters are khussa dalbin gilb. Whenever we recite heavy letters, the mouth has a feeling of fullness and the back of the tongue should be raised. So that is how we apply heaviness to a letter. So let's go ahead and find some of these heavy letters in today's lesson. So inshallah, you can hear what these heavy letters sound like. So let's start from ayah number 6, because we have some heavy letters in that ayah. So we have ihdina sirata. Now mashallah, this is a perfect word because we have every letter in this word is heavy. So we have sad. So let's look at the mnemonic again. We have khussa dalbin gilb. And we see the letter sad in this mnemonic, sa. So sa is a heavy sound. We feel that the mouth is full, the back of the tongue is raised. Now, because this letter is always heavy, even if it has a kasra, it is still heavy. Sirata. So if this was not heavy, we would recite it as sirata. Do you hear that difference? Sui and si. Sui and si. So that's why it's so important, because otherwise this صاد can sound like a seam. So it is important we always make heavy letters heavy. So we have الصراط صيت. Saad should be heavy, there should be a mouth fullness, and the back of the tongue should be raised. Following this, we have the letter Ra, and like I mentioned, sometimes it is heavy and sometimes it is light. We won't cover the rulings, but just know in this case, the Ra is heavy. So you can put a small H underneath if you'd like to remember that Ra in this case is heavy. Ra is heavy, Saad is heavy. Following this, we have another heavy letter, Husadawbingil. We have the letter Ba. Ba is heavy. Mouth should feel full. Tongue should be raised. Sirata. And it is important we don't make this light. It is not Sirata. It is Sirata. Ba. Not that. Ba. Heavy sound. Inshallah, let's move on to the next word. We have the word Mustaqim. So here it is very important we do this correctly because we have two letters. One is light, and immediately after, it is heavy. So let's look at our heavy letters. We have Khussa Dagbun Gil. Is that a part of Khussa Dagbun Gil? It is not. That is a light letter. So we want to make sure the that stays light. Following this, we have the letter Qaf, and Qaf is a heavy sound. So when we say Mustaqim, we want to make sure that stays light, and Qaf stays heavy. So we'll say Mustaqim. We don't want mustaqim where ta and qaf are both heavy, and we don't want mustaqim where both of them are light. So I hope inshallah you can hear the difference. Mustaqim, ta is light, qaf is heavy. Mustaqim. Following this again, we have the same word, sirafa. Saad is heavy, ra in this case is heavy, and ba is heavy. We have saad and ba here. Every letter in this word is heavy. Now let's move on a little bit down. We'll move on to ghayril maghdubi. So again, we are looking for the letters. Here we have the letter ghayn, and ghayn is a heavy letter. Mouth should feel full, back of the tongue should be raised. Ghayri. It is not ghayri, ghayri. Mouth should feel full, so ghayn is heavy sound. In maghdubi, again we have the letter ghayn. So it is very important, meem is a light letter, so we want meem to stay light. It's not maghdubi. Maldubi. Meem is light and ghayn is a heavy letter. After this we have the letter bod. Again we are looking for khussa dagbun gil. Bod is part of these heavy letters. Maldubi. Bod is heavy. And in the last word of this ayah we have a balin. Bod is a heavy letter. Ba, ba. Not da. Ba-ba-leen, bod is heavy. So inshallah, that brings us to the conclusion of today's lesson. Let's do a very quick review before we end. So today we covered the rule of tafkhim, or isti'la, as it's also known as. What is the rule of tafkhim? This is the rule of heaviness. The mnemonic that you can use to remember the heavy letters is khussa dagbun gil. So these are the letters kha, saad, bod, ghayn, ba, qaf, and va. So whenever these letters appear, they will always be heavy. No matter what haraka they have, they are always heavy letters. So how do we apply heaviness to a letter? When we apply heaviness, the mouth has a feeling of fullness, and the back of the tongue should be raised. So you should feel there is a pressure on the top or the roof of your mouth. And when we do this, inshallah, there should naturally be a little bit of an echo. So those are the heavy letters. Inshallah, we will practice more next week. So that brings us to the conclusion of today's lesson. Inshallah, next week we will begin a new surah, the longest and most comprehensive surah in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah. So inshallah, we have that to look forward to. So now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class, so I will hand over the mic. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم،